South Africa is, of course, known for its apartheid system. It is less well known for terrorism. It was not that long ago when South America was an international pariah. The loathsome apartheid system, which had been in place for decades, made that nation toxic to many others. South Africa was banned from many international organizations, and the US Congress in 1986 passed the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act, which imposed sanctions against South Africa and stated five preconditions for lifting the sanctions that would essentially end apartheid. For his part, former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney gave an eloquent speech to the United Nations in New York, which one government official described as admirable. Mr. Mulroney was also instrumental in convincing his UK counterpart Margaret Thatcher to drop its opposition to economic sanctions against South Africa. On the other side of the apartheid debate was the iconic Nelson Mandela. Jailed for decades by the regime, he emerged as the country's first black president in the first free election in 1994. Mr. Mandela was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in 1993. Despite the fall of the racist governing system, South Africa remains a very violent society. Crime rates are far too high, and as late as 2018, the nation ranked fifth worst in the world in a survey of 142 countries studied. Interestingly, the level of violence has risen fairly steadily since 1994, the very year that apartheid ended. One form of violence that has been thankfully rare in South Africa is terrorism. In my daily scanning of violent extremism around the world, South Africa almost never crops up. I'm not really sure why that is. But on this day in 2018, an act of terrorism did occur. One person was killed and two critically wounded in a knife and petrol bomb assault on Shia worshippers near Durban. Three men were suspected of the attack, and police believe that elements of extremism were involved. A local religious leader pointed to Islamic State as the culprit. There's been a huge organized hate campaign in different mosques, radio stations, and on social media against the Shia community. There have been threats at this mosque, quote unquote. I frankly am surprised at an ISIS attack in South Africa. Islamist extremist attacks are virtually unheard of in that country. Still, the hatred that these actors have for anything Shia is very well known. I cannot therefore rule out that ISIS was indeed behind the assault. I am nevertheless fairly confident that terrorist attacks in South Africa will remain the exception and not the rule. I hope I am right in that assessment.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.